welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Leo Lyon-Zagami on from Rome, and you have a lot of geopolitical activity going on in Rome because, as far as I know, you're the only leader in any nation that's actually put together a group that is pro-Trump. And the Trumpism, by the way, is not just a national thing happening in America. I saw actually a Democratic professor on Fox News on Tucker Carlson. And the interesting thing is this professor said he could have predicted what was going on because it's not just a Trump phenomenon here. The middle class is being destroyed everywhere in the world from the same processes. Trump is just a symptom of this process occurring around the world. They're destroying nationalism and destroying the middle and lower classes with the expansion of the economy to the advantage of the mega wealthy and transnational corporations and globalists. So, Leo, what's happening?
Well, what's happening is that, of course, Europe is reacting very strongly against Trump in some ways because we are now in front of this option, which is either to follow as a country Germany and the Bilderberg trilateral European Union, or otherwise shipping towards a more Trumpian ideal. Of course, this can't be done in...
Go ahead. It looks like we might have lost some audio there.
Hello, yes, sir.
Yeah, I just had, so you're back, yes, now. Okay.
Back.
So, yeah,
sorry,
so tell us why we can't do it. What's the holdback? What's stopping it? Because I know it's going to take time, but unfortunately, the Italian economy hasn't grown in 10 years. I don't have much more time Italy and other nations in Europe have.
Okay. I mean, the problem is here now, frankly, regarding the Italian situation is different from the others because at the moment we still have a pro-Hillary government in full force here, a pro-Hillary president in full force here. Of course, these people now are kind of like... of course, the Italians want to go to the elections. They are stopping this process. For us, though, for us Trumpians, who are actually setting up this new project in Italy, this new political enterprise in Italy, that might work or might not work. Then it depends from the democratic process once we go to the elections. You understand, Dr. Deagle? It's
right.
Always a democratic process, so we can't impose anything here. But what we're going to do is from the 25th of February, we will have a more, let's say, clear idea of what the Italians are presenting to follow the Trumpian ideals, and if this presentation will not only be done externally, because there will be the presentation of a new political subject that will participate to the elections, but it will also be possibly done within the government, because in order to get an immediate recognition, we are working to try to get a number of parliamentary officials to actually agree already on the political terms we are putting forward and bringing them automatically in our new political subject. This is, of course, a matter of time to see if this will actually materialize like some are predicting. I think that personally there is a very big success for this initiative, but of course the opportunities that we have depend also from the willingness of the Italian people, region by region, in wanting to embark in this new political process, pro-Trumpian political process. I think that we have definitely the people on our side. We don't have on our side, though, as you can imagine, the media, which, like they are in America, they are fully controlled by the enemy, apart from the exceptional case or the odd one. But the alternative media is instead in favor of us, even in Italy. So I think that we will... we had, of course, a very concrete success with the events that we organized on the 20th of January. That, like you said, you mentioned earlier, Dr. Deagle, were unprecedented because no other nation in the world has agreed to give an open support to President Trump in the way we did. I think that you agree with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what's going on, too, is we're putting up videos, too, to discuss your things that are open on YouTube, Vimeo, Deagle Network, on the RSS feeds all over the world, the Minds Network. And to be honest with you, the alternative media is a bulwark that is probably the reason why Trump won. He had good shows like Hannity on Fox News, but the alternative media is primarily the reason why Trump actually won the election. And I think it's going to happen in Italy and elsewhere, where education and information to the public is going to make them really realize there's only one alternative to the disaster of globalism that's literally lurching now forward toward a economic collapse, the crushing of the nation state, and the crushing of the middle and lower classes.
No, this is completely true in America as well as in Europe and in Italy. I mean, Italy is not facing in the last few years an economic situation that we can deem in any way positive, or even an economic situation that is getting better, like it got better in the U.S. in some way, even during the Obama administration. What we have in Italy is a complete recession from 2008 towards even the last few hours, where Italy is finding itself, of course, hostage of these banksters, of these thugs, right, like George Soros, that are imposing on Europe their own policies of immigration. And this immigration that, of course, George Soros is favoring, it's an economic disadvantage for Italy, because most of the costs are always then carried on by the government. Of course, Europe tries to intervene, but in any case, we are the nation who is probably spending more money than any other in Europe because of illegal immigration.
Yeah, I think actually Italy, because of its geographic position, it's probably getting more emigres than anybody else, other than Turkey.
Yes, and rather than Turkey, which of course, but Turkey, you know, broke a deal with Germany on a very clear conditions, and these conditions were maintained from both sides, economic also conditions that gave a lot of money to Turkey for keeping those 1.5 million within their borders. And then, of course, a certain amount was let loose. We know what happened when 1 million arrived across Europe and then arrived in Germany. We know the results of these massive immigrations have not always been positive. Actually, they've been rather negative, and they have changed the social structure of each region of Europe, and Italy in particular. So I think that this Trumpian ideal now has been married also by other political parties, but what is happening is that we are simply stating this. We are the only ones who are actually linked to the Trump administration. We have the right credentials, and we are also not a bunch of madmen, but we are actually a bunch of very skilled people within the economic and political arena that are trying to support Trump in constructing a Europe in which the sovereignty of each country forms a federation more than something that is given to the Germans and then addressed only in Brussels as a formality.
Yeah, in fact, I think the statement you've made, and I'm going to read between the lines, is you're saying ultimately Trump can't succeed worldwide until he makes bilateral deals that are a win-win situation for multiple nations, now especially for Italy. And I'll just think of the car industry, the computer industry, high-tech and medical industries, which are the peak of the world in Italy. A collaboration with America would be very positive for the economy in Italy. And this win-win situation kind of deal, the Trumpianism you're talking about, means that both nation states and both, you know, what we call working class and manufacturing class and service class can actually succeed as they collaborate, and not with big groups like Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships. And what Trumpianism ultimately is only going to succeed if he succeeds in spreading this philosophy and the methodology of how to do it to nations like Italy. And so, in other words, he can't really succeed unless he makes other nations emulate what we're doing in America to make them succeed also.
Absolutely. This is it's the art of the deal exported nation by nation. No? Now, when it comes out to the deal, in this case, is the future of Europe. A Europe that, of course, Donald Trump in the last couple of days, he has strongly criticized, arriving to the point of saying that the euro is simply a way, a currency led by, it's like the new mark. Like the mark was the old currency in Germany, and he has actually accused Angela Merkel of using this euro, which of course is favorable for export, and only to, of course, increase the economy of Germany. And this is clear to everybody else in Europe, really, that Trump is not making this up. Germany is really the only nation that is gaining from this this euro. And so, of course, if we have to all give in what Germany says, because Germany is the only one that at the end of the day can make money, well, this is it's not really a good deal for Italy, because most of the Italian brands have already been sold to foreign companies, and even from Germany, who come here to Italy to buy at a cheap price what they can't get in Germany. So we don't really, as a country, as Italy, gain anything out of this European Union, if not a bunch of taxes and a bunch of regulations that often limit the sovereignty of our country. And the same happens in the rest of Europe. Now, I think that the momentum of this Trumpian phenomenon is still to be reached, and I think that in April, May, when we're going to finally realize that also France will have, with Le Pen, a new set, a new setup, a new situation in Europe, at that point we can say that the end of the euro and the end of the European Union is approaching after the nomination, the election, of course, of Marine Le Pen.
Let me give you a suggestion that I think would be very positive for Italy. Because the Italian currency, basically the lira, has been very badly depressed by this now euro. It would be really wise to back the collection or basket of currencies like Bretton Woods with gold, and have a fixed exchange rate with, say, the United States, so then trade deals could then have a solid ground. This is one of the main reasons why China and manipulating currencies is a trade war with America, which is not good for either nation, America or China. And the idea of backing the currency with gold would also not allow the bankers to print unending currencies. It would also allow you to have a balanced books and have a stable wage, so that the wage would buy a stable amount of product, so your middle class would be better protected. Right now, the way that things are set up, if you're going to get away from the euro, you need to have a new basket of currencies, that, like the Bretton Woods, where it's backed by gold again, and a fixed exchange rate would protect your market and your trade deals with the United States and other nations.
Well said, well said. I think definitely that will be the way forward for bringing back sovereignty to each nation that will embark in this process. I think that ultimately this is a process that actually will not even be put into discussion. It will just naturally flow into this new way that we'll see a series of sovereign nations building up again their currency and their independence towards certain sectors which have been just given in plainly to the lobbyists, with not even questioning every.
Exactly. I'll just give four areas.
Are corrupt, you know?
I'll give four areas. So, number one, the aircraft industry in Italy is prescient. The automobile industry is prescient. Their technology in terms of research in stem cells and regenerative technology, I know a number of the scientists in Italy, is top-notch. The areas of high-tech computer research is top-notch. There's so many areas where Italy, collaborating with a great nation like America, could expand their market and expand their collaboration. It would be remarkable. In fact, I think that what we really need to understand is make sure that right now what Europe is doing is they're abusing Italy. About 3 years ago, I had an Irish representative of their government, and he said 85% of regulations and laws are passed by bureaucrats in Brussels. I would assume it's similar right across Europe, where the representative government doesn't exist, where only 15% of things actually originate from the people through the representatives, and most of it is just regulations passed without any fanfare, notice, or any rebuttal by the people or even the media?
The people, even the media. Well, the media are simply, the long arm of the establishment and of the lobbies and, of course, of the New World Order. So, I mean, the media now has to change. I guess that in the end they will simply comply to the new situation like they always did. The media is always the first one to comply and to transform itself, depending on who is in power and who is controlling everything. We have to understand that, of course, CNN and all these other liberal media, they are damaging Trump's reputation every day. But how long
I think it's reverse damage. When you take someone who's an average, what I call blue-collar, average person, you keep on saying insulting things about, say, that blue-collar person's friend, and then we start seeing actions by Trump that proves that he's, number one, a decent man, like the prayer breakfast this morning. I watched him talking about the Bible he was sworn in office that was actually his mother's Bible, talking about the issue of God, about becoming a godly nation. We're not talking about a theocracy. We're talking about bringing back Christianity, which is the basis of the Constitution of European countries and America. And when I watched him, I realized after a period of time when he brings, taxes down, wages up, jobs here, even Democrats are going to have to stop, because, in fact, I call it negative attention. The more they attack him, the more people are going to realize this guy's a decent person. What are you talking about? Even when they try to attack him, what are they going to say when he actually start delivering safe neighborhoods to black kids in Chicago and gets rid of the heavy criminals and gets rid of the drug cartels? He called the Mexican president and he said to him, you got some bad hombres down there. If you won't take your military and clean them out, our guys are not afraid, and I'll send them down to clean them out. Now, Trump isn't going to mess around. He's not going to let these drug cartels cut coal holes in their fence and then big trucks of drugs across, or set up, drug houses in Phoenix, Arizona, and then send out killers to kill the local people in their area. It's not going to happen anymore. It's over. The new sheriff in town. Same way as we're not going to have Iran firing off missiles with Ivrit Hebrew saying how they're going to, wipe out the state of Israel. That missile site is about to be nuked. It's going to be bombed out of existence. And these mullahs better watch it, because now they're on notice with General Flynn.
Absolutely. The situation is changing. New strategies, new ways of viewing the world from the Trump administration. In Italy, I think now we are looking forward to the G7, to what's going to happen when Trump is going to arrive with other powerful players in the world scene, meeting in Taormina at the end of May. I think that also the internal situation here will not change in the next few weeks. It will take at least a few months here to see if Trump will finally have a valid interlocutor, a valid political subject in which he thinks he can invest both his time and his energy. And of course, I am looking forward to be part of this process, but I also see that it's very difficult because the enemy here in Europe is much stronger than in America. In America, let's say, it's now really a freed country. It's like it's been freed from this New World Order imposition, from this Jacob de Rothschild, George Soros, David Rockefeller mafia, and it's trying to do something new. Europe is still stuck in the past. We are hostages.
By the way, the OSI organization under George Soros has been cut off from the CIA by last week by Trump, which did orange revolutions across Europe, former Soviet Union, Russia. And they've been now, George Soros' organization is no longer collaborating with the CIA. That's a big deal for Europe as well.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. So, Leo, I'm really feeling very positive about this. Also, what Trump did, too, in Germany, talked about the idea of a trans-European military force. He said, basically, you do that, we're going to stop doing any NATO support and protection of Europe. I put an end to it right away with Brussels trying to threaten the trans-European military, which is not only expensive, but actually not only unnecessary, but extremely provocative to Russia, which increased the risk of a future European-Russian war.
Well, that's the other thing. We are noticing that they are trying to pollute this good relation between Trump and Putin, but they are not managing to do so because both of these players are probably two of the most skilled individuals on the art of the deal there is on the planet.
Right.
Now, I think that, of course, we need to strengthen our view that with both Putin and Trump being us here in Europe a little bit in the middle of the two, we should play a role of in between where we can facilitate this dialogue, like it used to be in the old days of the Cold War at times. I mean, Italy was always, if you remember, a key participant to the NATO Atlantic path. And the way it was proceeding after the Second World War in the New World Order. So this is where it's going. We are going towards a rediscussion of these spheres of influence in a way, because Trump himself has stated that he doesn't really care about Crimea that much. He cares more about the fact that they can find common ground in fighting ISIS. I mean, this is really what Trump is rightly doing is trying to inspire a crusade of Christians, because the Pope is not doing so, because the Pope is actually the one that today is the biggest opposer of Trump's politics on earth. I mean, if there is a guy who really incarnates more than even Soros, the enemy of Donald J. Trump today, is Pope Francis. In fact, a lot of publications today have come out here in Italy about this confrontation between Trump and the Pope. It seems that this is one of their favorite topics.
That's kind of strange, because you think the Pope would realize it's a no-win game to attack Trump. The more he attacks, the more he polarizes inside the Church and his cardinals, Council of Cardinals, the more he proves he's not supporting the canon of belief systems of the previous Catholic Church for 1,000 years plus. And the more he basically disenfranchises people who want to collaborate with the Catholic Church on common issues, and through the World Council of Churches, it just makes them more and more irrelevant. It's ridiculous.
The World Council of Churches, well, here we know where it's all going. It's going towards a one-world religion in which Christianity gives in to New Age, to Islam, Chrislam. I mean, all this, we know where it's going with Pope Francis. But even within the Catholic Church, there is a big struggle, and the traditional faction, as you know, headed by Cardinal Burke, or patron of the Knights of Malta, is creating an uprising in those traditional-minded people that see in this confrontation, really a apocalyptic confrontation. Somehow it's like the Pope and Donald Trump incarnate these times that we are living, these apocalyptic times, which I have mentioned, as you know, very well in my books. I have talked about for many years, and I've announced specifically how they will then turn out to be.
The trilogy, which are the two books already out, the one coming out in June. Can you give a kind of a bullet point of three or four points that are going to complete the first two books, and why it's so important to get these books in terms of understanding what's going on in the world stage? Because a lot of people, they look at it geopolitically. They don't look at it as these higher secret orders battling with each other, and that the New World Order is a battle between dark and lightness, and you know the prize is humanity and the transition to a galactic civilization with advanced scientific technology, information and intelligence technology, artificial intelligence, genetic upgrading so human race does not need to age anymore, a stable world where we become the balance against an extinctional event destroying much of life on Earth. And in fact, this battle is happening right now. And you lay it all out in your books. This third book coming out, I want you, when you come back, to kind of lay out some of the bullet points of what's in it and why it's so important to get book part one and part two of Confessions of an Illuminati. They can get on Amazon and Barnes & Noble Books.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
A couple things have happened this last week. I mean, I think it's day 14 in the Trump presidency, and the opposition is insane. Obviously, the uber left has lost its marbles, but it's also supported by globalist billionaires like George Soros and many others, the Hollywood elite, etc. I think that they're not only discrediting themselves, but they're actually going to burn themselves out. I expect in the next few months that the Trump presidency will move the press office outside of the White House into that alternate building they already warned that they're going to do. I think you're going to see alternative broadcasters such as us and yourself being able to ask questions of the press secretary. I see the mainstream media getting possibly even given presidential congressional orders to actually break them up, because the control of power of the media now is part of the problem with trying to move or steer the country back, because we don't have a majority of the population supporting this crazy agenda. It's the media and the intel agencies actually trying to steer the government toward their version of a soft coup against Trump and against nationalism and against a Christian state that has property rights versus human rights, which we talked about the other day with Jim Fetzer on Monday, that they're in direct conflict. You can't, like the old uber left, say that a refugee has the right to come to your country. They don't have any rights. They are given it by charity, and their rights are limited by whether or not they're going to integrate with your society or not, or cause harm. And for the left to say that there are human rights that trump civil or property rights is craziness. What do you think of our new Gorsuch as our new Attorney General? And now, of course, we've got Tillerson.
this guy's a tough guy. I can tell you, I would not want to be on the other side negotiating with Tillerson and try to pull something off.
Well, regarding the situation, the present situation, I think they're pulling a series of things off. It's not sure if they will manage to disrupt enough this president to then create real problems to him. I think that this president here has maybe to bring maybe in the next few months a new stability to his work in order to then flow into the next 8 years. But at the beginning, right, of course, with all these acts of disturbance towards him, this criticism, ferocious criticism regarding his immigration plan, regarding mainly that at the moment, because really the immigration thing is really what the liberal Democrats love to, they are the ones who want to be seen as the defenders of the poor and so on. When in turn we know it's completely fake, because in reality they are the first supporters of all the lobbies, no? They are the ones, yeah, with Hillary who wanted to really see Hillary rule the whole thing. So I think,
yeah, please continue.
We have a call. I think we have a call, but yes, regarding Hillary, she is still behind the scene trying to orchestrate, if not a coup, at least severe acts of disturbances, and she's doing it with George Soros and with the whole elitist gang, you know, real gangsters.
I'm amazed, though, that we don't arrest George Soros. We have a caller, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Bill. You know, you're always a great caller. Go ahead with your comment or statement.
Well, I've been trying to get on Dr. Deagle for some time when Leo's on there, because I am what's called a traditional Catholic, Leo, but I am also sede vacantist. In other words, Pope Francis obviously is in the camp of the Marxists and the destroyers, as Dr. Deagle pointed out, of Catholic doctrine.
Oh, yeah. But he's not adhering to the canon of Catholic doctrine at all. So I grieve for Catholics because they're suffering under this Pope.
And it goes back further. It goes back to Vatican Council II and Pope John the 23rd. And right, that was when he so-called opened the windows of the church to the world. But the world is what? The world is corrupt, the world is satanic, and that's when it all began. So consequently, where I go to Mass and receive the sacraments is a group of traditional Catholics called CMRI.org. You can look them up. They trace their apostolic succession to Cardinal Thuc, who was the brother of Diem. And Diem was killed during the Kennedy years in the family by the CIA. And the purpose was, I don't know, the purpose was to get us into Vietnam or whatever through the military-industrial complex. But Archbishop Thuc was out of the country at the time, and therefore he escaped assassination. But he ordained and consecrated bishops, and they exist throughout various parts of the world. The place, as I said, where I go to Mass has a traditional bishop that is sede vacantis. We do not recognize these invalid popes and the assault that they have presented against Catholic doctrine. And consequently, we're in the year 2017, which is 100 years since the appearance of Our Lady at Fatima, and I think there is going to be divine intervention here perhaps this year because of the way the world is going. What do you say, Leo?
Well, I say that the traditionalists, of course, Sedevacantists, the people who believe in a church before the advent of Freemasonry in the Vatican at the maximum level in 1958 with, of course, Pope Roncalli, then we had the Pope Montini. These are subjects which I touch in Volume 3, which we were discussing just earlier before the break. And together with this, I also discuss the mystery behind what's happening inside the Knights of Malta, which is also connected to Donald Trump and the fact that numerous Knights of Malta and Knights of Columbus have supported Trump, and Pope Francis wants to punish them, wants to get rid of that part of Freemasonry which is openly starting to support Trump, and that gradually, I think, in the next few months will come out in the open and start a more aggressive battle, because now there is something here very interesting that hasn't happened before. Parts of Freemasonry, Christian Freemasonry, not, of course, liberal or occult Freemasonry, which are connected to anti-Christian beliefs, but the Christian Freemasonry, which is strictly believing, of course, in their own version of Christianity for people who live in Catholic country or otherwise Protestant, but, I mean, in Christian values, and also in Christian rituals that, of course, have nothing, nothing occult, nothing forbidden, we can say that the situation now is very important and unprecedented, because part of Freemasonry want to support openly Donald Trump, who want to wage war against even these transformations within the Catholic faith, which we regard as being completely out of order and out of any possible tradition, because they go directly against the values that were left in the Catholic faith after the Second Vatican Council. The moment in which the Second Vatican Council started this process, at this point we were thinking that maybe with Ratzinger things will have probably gone back to a more traditional approach, but that's when Obama, and this is news that is coming out today in the Italian press, apparently Obama forced Ratzinger to resign. Now,
well, I wouldn't doubt it.
That's it. That's interesting.
I'm from Wisconsin.
But Obama, together with the San Gallo Mafia, wow, which is a specific lobby of Jesuits and other forces within the Vatican, that of course placed after Pope Francis. This is in the newspaper today in Italy, and it's quite a shocking news for to bring this in the Italian press, something like this. I mean, we're talking here about the fact that the U.S., as we know, since 1958, has influenced the elections of popes over and over again. We remember that certain branches of the classic traditional Catholic faith are also connected to Cardinal Siri, who apparently ordained also secretly certain people to start a new episcopal line that could be clear of impurities and more close to the tradition. There is several Catholic factions, even today within the Vatican, that are opposing Pope Francis, but sometimes need to even live in hiding of their true intention, because nowadays the Catholic faith is actually fought right at the center of it all, within the Vatican. I mean, it's like the Vatican should be that...
It's like a war zone, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a complete war zone at the moment. And
I got a quick question with the Italian Bishop Malachy, that went to Rome about, that was 9 centuries ago, and he made this prophecy that gave a lineage of popes that would be the, you know, right up to the last pope, and then it would be some kind of amalgamation. It's my guess, this is not a prophecy or predictive analysis, but it's my guess based on what I've seen, that we're at that end now, and that the alliance with Islam, when it breaks down, will result in the destruction not only of the Catholic Church by this so-called formation of a super church or a Abrahamic church that crosses Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, but it also results in the Islamic destruction of physical Rome. And that's something that I think Malachy predicted 9 centuries ago.
I would agree. But, Leo, let me tell you, I'm from Wisconsin, and before Cardinal Burke was made a cardinal, he was a bishop here in La Crosse, and he was not the traditional that you think. There were older priests that he persecuted. He burned, literally, a library of a priest in the seat of Wisconsin because they were all traditional books. He sold off parishes and church property, and much to the chagrin of the local parishes and the people. So, you know, even Cardinal Burke, I believe, is suspect.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that Cardinal Burke is a saint. I'm not saying that he's a saint, but I'm saying that at the moment we need allies, and at the moment within the Vatican, what Cardinal Burke has moved with his letter signed by other three cardinals, as you know, in November, has started a process of criticism in what was an encyclical, De Amore Laetitia, that Pope Francis, in which Pope Francis started to discuss, of course, things of a very delicate nature, like the forgiveness of divorced people and also the possibility of giving them back communion, but also other approaches that Pope Francis is trying to make more acceptable, with abortion, with topics that, of course, are destroying the last tenets of the Catholic faith. I'm not talking here about the Lefebvrian position, the fact that you could still be using the Mass in Latin or other things. Is of course, the New World Order has promoted the Second Vatican Council for implementing certain changes, which at the moment seem irrevocable. But of course, I would like to go to a pre-1958. I myself am a traditionalist. My friends in the Vatican are traditionalists. There is many more traditionalists that you imagine within the Vatican walls, even amongst the knighthoods, especially amongst the knights of the Holy Sepulchre, because they are less corrupt than the knights of Malta to a certain extent. But I must say that even the knights of Malta today have really taken a strong stand, and probably they have they are the ones who are taking the stronger stand against the destruction of the traditional values of the Church. That's why they're getting punished. I mean, we are talking about Matthew Festing, the first Grand Master of the Knights of Malta, who actually is forced to resign. An unprecedented situation in which here, of course, we don't have to talk about, you know, I mean, this is like stuff that happened last week. I mean, here we are talking about a complete change in the idea of the Catholic faith and of certain rules that were, of course, always respected for hundreds of years. The rule that the Knights of Malta were independent and sovereign, they're called Sovereign Military Order of Malta, that's why they're sovereign, should never be violated by a pope. The pope is saying, of course, he wants to respect the sovereignty of the knights, but he's not really respecting the sovereignty of the knights, and the knights know this very well. In fact, the actual council of the Supreme Council of the Knights working in Rome initially had completely refused any inspections by the Vatican. I know this because I am myself a Knight of Malta, even if not of this mom. I am an Orthodox Knight of Malta, but of course I have strong relations with other Knights of Malta, who in turn have participated actively also in the formation of Italians for Trump, have worked for Donald Trump. Donald Trump has a few very big support from the traditional side of the Catholic faith, and I think that is of course Cardinal Burke might not be the traditional Catholic that you know we aim to be the defender of faith today, but I don't think really that we are you know really worried about who is going to defend the last little. I mean, what is left of the Catholic faith is now really diluting in a complete bunch of scandals that day after day here in Italy are coming out that you in America don't know anything about, but I can tell you, you just need to Google
lots of scandals, one after the other.
Yeah, no. Well, there is one in particular you can Google yourself in the U.S. and then translate the articles because there are hundreds. Don Contin, he's a priest who basically pimped five of his female parishioners. He pimped these women, wow. And not only pimped them, he made these sort of sexual rituals on the altar with vibrators, S&M,
material.
And not only that, this is only the beginning. Then he called in the black immigrants to do the sexy time with the ladies. And at that point, he invited other priests who were there as spectators and participants. And then at that point, he called in animals, horses, dogs.
What? You gotta
be
kidding.
This is on the newspapers in Italy. I invite all Americans to see the end of the Catholic Church being played now.
Oh, no.
Well, anyway, Leo, yeah. Go to CMRI.org.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Bill. Back in a moment. Okay, last segment coming up.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Thank you.
We're going to have you stay over, it looks like, into hour number two for at least the first half hour. A couple of areas I'd like to talk about. The first is, you know, one of the things that's really concerning to me is that people don't realize how important it is to become a Philadelphia Christian, which is a son of Issachar, melding not only logic but geopolitical analysis of what's going on in our world and prophetic analysis of the Bible to see that we're in a timeline now. We're cleaning up our acting, having a personal relationship with God. No matter what flavor of Christianity we have, whether we're Catholic, Protestant, whatever, there's a lot of apostasy in the church, in every branch of the Catholic Church, in the Christian Church. And that apostasy has to be cleaned up. And basically, apostasy means a belief system that literally takes away from the personal relationship with God. In fact, one of the more shocking statements that the Pope made, which people may or may not know, is the idea that it really is impossible for you to have a relationship with God. You can't do it. And when this Pope Francis said this, it was the most shocking thing I've ever heard him say, that without a personal relationship, you really can't be a Christian, because the Spirit of God has to fuse with your spirit and your will to make you a different kind of creature, a different kind of being, where every judgment, every thought of your mind, every action you take is guided by the Spirit of God, because you're fusing into becoming a new eternal being from a mortal being with a mortal soul. People think their soul is everlasting, and they're wrong. It only becomes everlasting if it fuses with the will of God and becomes an eternal soul. And they have to understand that heaven starts today when you serve God. Hell becomes only evident when the body drops away, when you die. And right now we're at a time where we're not just fighting for the future of the physical survival of human beings to the now the contracting lifespan of Americans and people around the world because of increased pollution, increased stress, increased economic stress. We're fighting for literally the souls of up to 7 billion people on Earth and the future of America and the world and human race as a galactic civilization that potentially 10,000 years from now could be across 100,000 planets and across a vast galaxy and heading out across time and space to, in a sense, be not only evangelists but also be midwives to not only human civilizations, but also other civilizations that are trying to transition from their lower state to a higher state where they get to know and understand the will and the glory of the Most High God. And that's our destiny. Our destiny is literally about to be choked off by this massive galactic abortionist we call Satan, who is the most intelligent being. And people have to understand he can transform himself to an angel of light, and he can do more good than you or I are capable of as a means to manipulate us. So when we come back, we're going to get into what is our destiny? Why is the battle so intense now? Why is this really, quote, the most dangerous time for not only the human race, but the soul of mankind for the past, present, or even future? And what is God going to do to clean up the church now that we have Trump here and Trumpianism, which basically is returned to not a theocratic state, but a theologically directed state that puts God first and a relationship with God first before laws that give us civil rights and property rights, before craziness of the left and the communists, like the Pope right now, who is a social communist, basically. Back in a minute.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
You know, and of course, one of the things my son brought out, an interesting discussion.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.